Harrison McDonald and Jeff McDonald are crossing Canada using a very old mode of transportation, the canoe. They are about a year and a half into a four-year journey, which includes thousands of miles of canoeing. In fact, about 8,000 kilometers. Pam and Jeff started on the West Coast, and now they have reached Saskatchewan, along with their trusty Alaskan Malamute tack. Jeff McDonald joins me on the line now. Hello, Jeff.
Hi there.
So where are you right now?
Right now we're at Chief Whitecap Park, letting Tack run around with some other dogs here.
Oh, okay. That's just, what, south of Saskatoon?
Yeah, just south of town.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how has the Saskatchewan leg of the trip been so far?
It's been fantastic. We've had some great weather and met some great people, and we've seen lots of wildlife. It's been a nice change to have really sunny weather since we were on the coast and in BC for so long.
Yeah. Tell us how this journey kind of works, Jeff. How are you doing this? Because it's going to take 4 years, I understand.
Yeah, what we do is we start in the spring as soon as the ice goes off the river wherever we're starting from. So last year we started on the coast, and we started in March. And this year we started in the end of April when the ice went off the Fraser, because we got about halfway up the Fraser last fall when it froze over, and then we had to wait, of course, until the ice came off this spring. So this fall we hope to get to the Paw, Manitoba, and that's about 600 kilometers, I think, from Saskatoon by river. So once we get there, we'll stop and then pick up next spring from there.
I see. So you pick up where you left off the fall before.
Yeah, that's right.
So what inspired this trip, Jeff?
Well, a love of Canada and a desire to meet a lot of Canadian people and see a lot of landscapes, and to be outside is really our biggest goal. So we started with having smaller versions of the trip that we wanted to do, and over time we talked more and more how we wanted to see the coast and see all of British Columbia, and then instead of following the fur traders, we wanted to go through the prairies and the badlands, so we worked that into the trip, and it's basically a trip to see as much of Canada as we can.
And what sort of a route are you taking? You know, are you steering clear of well-populated areas, or how are you doing it?
Not necessarily. Our goal is really to see as many landscapes and cultures of Canada as we can. So we went through Calgary. That was a pretty big city, and we started in Victoria. Sometimes we get fairly remote, like we were in northern British Columbia, and next summer we'll be in northern Manitoba and Ontario. But We don't plan to stay away from large centers. We just kind of work our route to see as much of the country as we can.
And what have been some of the highlights for you so far, Jeff?
Highlights for me really have been some of the beautiful places that we've seen. And of course, one thing is that, you know, when we did this trip, when we started the planning of it, we really planned on a lot of wilderness and seeing wildlife and everything like that. And we have seen that, but what's been really amazing is how friendly a lot of the people, how helpful people have been along the way. We really didn't anticipate that aspect of the trip, but it's been really great.
Anybody in particular stand out for you?
There's too many people to mention, really, but we met lots of people on the coast of BC that invited us onto their boats, and then through the interior, and of course, people in Saskatchewan have been fantastic. People from Riverhurst and Outlook, where we've spent the last few days, it's just been fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to pass the phone over to Pamela?
I will.
Thanks a lot, Jeff, and good luck for the rest of the trip.
Thank you. Bye now.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, Pam. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
Well, I'm fine, thank you. So, how are you enjoying the Saskatchewan leg of your big canoe quest here?
Oh, I'm loving it.
Uh huh.
It's absolutely beautiful, and the people are incredible as well.
So you've sort of seen all kinds of water, I guess, from big lakes to the rapids?
Yes, so far.
Yeah, and what do you prefer?
Oh, boy. You know what? I love any current that's going with us. After spending, nearly 500 kilometers going up the Fraser, I like anything where we can actually have the current going with us. If you scratch your nose, you don't lose ground.
Yeah. So I noticed there's some photographs up on your website of you kind of sailing across Lake Diefenbaker. That must be nice.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. If I feel a little wisp on my ear of wind behind us, I put the sail up to get the benefit of it, for sure.
Yeah. So where do you find you normally spend your night?
As close to the water as possible because of unloading the canoe. So it'll usually be on gravel bars. On rivers, it'll be gravel bars and point bars. And on the lake, we try to find, you know, nice grassy flat areas where possible.
Yeah. And have you had any interesting encounters with the wildlife along the way?
Yes, we have. We've had coyotes calling less than 20 feet away from us, I think trying to lure our dog away. We've had one bear out of the entire trip come into our camp. Unfortunately, didn't do any damage or didn't stay, so we've been lucky that way. And Tack, of course, has a knack for porcupines, so you probably saw pictures of that as well.
Oh, you know, I didn't. What, did he run into a porcupine?
He did. We were sledging our canoe over the Coast Mountains, and he was off ahead doing something. I can't remember. We were on a break, and he came back with a nose and mouth full of them.
Oh, dear.
So we had to stop in the snow, and Jeff held him, and I had the Leatherman and pulled him out of his, out of him because we were so remote. There was no way we could get to a vet.
Oh, man. That must have been tough on all of you.
Yes.
Jack in particular.
He's a good-natured dog, so, and he trusts us, so he sat pretty well.
Now, this is a big dog. An Alaskan Malamute is about 100 pounds, I understand. Why did you decide to take him along?
We needed a dog that had a good temperament for the boat, and Alaskan Malamutes are very good-natured and love people. We needed a dog also that would, his primary job is actually bear and pest control, so we needed something that would be used to, or bred to chase bears and keep things out of camp. And he's a big smelly dog, so he puts out a good odor and nothing seems to come near us, so we're lucky.
What have been the toughest parts of this journey for you?
Paddling against the current was really tough because every day it's just constantly against you and wears on you at times it can. So that would be most physically demanding part of it. And then sometimes it's tough to be so far away from family and friends. We try and keep in touch with everybody, but it's difficult in some of the places that we are.
How much gear and food and all that stuff do you have to pack in the canoe?
I think we calculate that we weigh total about 700 or 800 pounds when we're fully loaded.
Wow.
That's including the two of us and the beast.
So you just stock up with food and supplies kind of on the way every few hundred kilometers or so?
So yes, we try to, when we stop in at towns and cities, we try and get fresh fruit and vegetables. And then in the winter season, we'll dehydrate fruit or jerky. And then sometimes we'll pack up care packages and mail it to family or friends that we know along the way and pick that up. So it's sort of a combination of things.
Yeah. And what for you, Pam, have been the highlights of the trip so far?
Well, I heard Jeff say that it was the people, and for me that's also the same because I found that I've learned the most about Canada and the areas that we're traveling through by stopping and talking to people along the way. They'll shed some light on the historical aspect of it, and obviously the nature, the landscapes are just amazing. I didn't even know they were here, and I grew up 4 hours away.
Oh, really? Where did you grow up?
In Provost, Alberta.
Oh, okay. And so what is it about the landscapes of Saskatchewan and the waterscapes that you're seeing that's surprising you?
The Badlands and the arid areas down near, I guess it would be Estuary. That section where you can sort of, it's sort of like Drumheller in Alberta. You could see the levels of the earth and there's all kinds of hoodoos and interesting formations. Plus, in such a dry area, it seems like all of the animals and birds congregate around the river, so we got to see some amazing raptors, you know, eagles, all kinds of deer, elk, you know, cattle.
So, cattle?
Yeah.
So how many more, you know, weeks are you going to keep at this before you start to worry about, you know, freeze-up and the like?
Well, this year I think we're going to pull off near the beginning of October, because last year we thought we would try and squeeze out every last bit of paddling we could. And when you get into the end of October, it's freezing at night, and the daylight hours are so short that we have trouble drying out, and you don't have a lot of actually daylight for paddling. You spend a lot of time packing up and setting up camp, and then you're only on the water for 4 or 5 hours. So we just decided it's not really worth all of the hassle, if I should say it that way, to be out. As well, we're getting onto Lake Winnipeg. It's difficult to get out without having to do something with a float plane or something elaborate like that.
Well, Pam, I'll let you get back at it. Thank you so much for talking to us today, and best of luck for the rest of your journey.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks,
bye-bye.
And thanks to Jeff as well.
Oh, I'll pass that on.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Pam Harrison McDonald and husband Jeff McDonald join me on the line from Chief Whitecap Park, south of Saskatoon. And the couple is taking a 4-year, 8,000-kilometer canoe journey across Canada. Wow. 10 minutes.